Give us the update, and let's talk about your core mission, too.
Yeah. So just for anyone who's listening and doesn't know us, we do reentry for people coming out of prison, jail, treatment centers. We try to help out with the homeless and detox and stuff like that. Give them a place to live, give them, you know, a job, and then, you know, peer support across the state of North Dakota. So 10 offices, you know, 4 or 5 transitional housing across, you know, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Bismarck. And then most recently, we just opened up a new office in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. So now we're in the Minnesota side of doing things as well. Last year was wild, man. We had a lot of our funding sources cut in half and, you know, laid off half the staff, closed some offices. And I was like, man, I don't know if we're going to make it through this. And, that was August, 2024. And that existed till probably about July, 2025. And then, I don't know, man, we made it to the other side and, now we're popping off again. We had more funding coming in. We're back to where we were before all the cuts started to happen. So things are going really, really good for us right now.
Adam, where do you get a lot of your funding, Adam?
Most, I would say 75% of it comes from the state of North Dakota through legislative efforts of contracts. Mm-hmm. That's where most of it comes from. Then some donations, some grants, some new program funding. Particularly the one in Detroit Lakes is part of the opioid resettlement fund.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So Becker County and the Minnesota Department of Corrections wrote a grant with us and then got us some access to funds, and we hired 3 people out there. Okay. The cool thing about that office, though, it's kind of an anomaly compared to all the other offices. Our F5 staff is officed in the Becker County probation office.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's not that way elsewhere.
It's super, yeah. So it's not like that. The only other place that's kind of an anomaly like that is that we have some F5 staff in the James River Correctional Center that are office there. But the cool thing about this is we're in the community in the probation office. People get out of jail and prison, have to report to their PO. And as soon as they're done meeting with their PO, they walk them right over to our office and we get them serviced.
Yeah, there's right there. There's no skip. There's no in between. It's like, boom, boom. Let's get you rolling, man, in life.
Boy, I think of all the people when you talk about the homeless issue, people that come out of prison, out of incarceration and don't have an Adam Martin. You know, and then so they maybe don't have anything, any option except just hit the streets and do what they do on the streets. I would say, if you want to solve that problem, we've got to provide a why, a purpose for people. And to me, at your core, I think that's what you're doing. I mean, you are bringing purpose and a why to their lives.
Yeah. No, you are. Yeah. There's hope. There's proven hope there. I mean, you lived it. You know, a lot of people know your story, but real quick, Adam, you started this thing from nothing. You had quite a background, and you turned your life around, and you had people that helped you. You're like, you know what? I'm going to pay it forward. Man, have you paid it forward? Can you tell people real quick how this whole thing started?
Well, it started because I got sober, and that was in 2013, got a job at High Point Networks a couple weeks after I got sober, and you know, they gave me a job to be an outside sales rep, and I didn't have a car, I didn't have a license, I didn't even have a cell phone. And they gave me a laptop and a cell phone, which was a first ever for me, that they would give me anything. And then I just grinded, man, and the future looked more promising than where I came from. And then 4 years after that, I launched F5 Project, because more people were hitting me up about their moms or their dads or their brothers that were in prison because they had heard my story. And I gave a talk at a United Way event, and there was 900 people there. And after I gave that talk, everything changed. And we've been trying to replicate that all those things that happened to me when I first got sober. So there was a guy in recovery that let me sleep on his couch. There was a person who gave me a second chance for a job. And then there was a recovery community that surrounded me, and I haven't looked back.
That's awesome, dude. That's fantastic.
What did you, and when we were going through that process, we're talking with Adam Martin of the F5 Project, f5project.org, one of our near and dears. When you're going through that, that process? You know, I know that a lot of times when you're coming out of addiction or whatever, you have to work every day to not do something. I have to focus on not doing something. What was your focus? I mean, when you're working for High Point, or, you know, what did you see before you really got involved with helping others? I mean, where did you see your track going at that point once you got, you know, clean and sober and now you're working and boom? Were you thinking family? Were you thinking, where was your mindset at that point? What was your drive?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think my drive was my kids, initially, right? Because at that time I had two boys. One was, around 14, and then the other one was, seven or something like that. And I had no connections to them when I first got sober. And I dropped all my expectations. So instead of saying, I'm going to get sober and get my kid back in the next year or something, it was like, I'm just going to get sober. I'm just going to do the next right thing. And then if blessings happen on the way, then they happen. And if they don't, I'll just wait longer.
Sure.
Sounds like some truth there.
Do your boys have anything to do with F5? Do they help you out? Do they work? I mean, are they part of this?
Well, my middle child, 17, he's working over at Sky Zone.
Okay.
And then my oldest boy is going to St. Cloud University to become a clinician.
Oh, wow.
So he's going to get into this work after he's done with college.
How cool is that? That is kind of following in Dad's footsteps. Dude, I mean, honestly, do you go out, Adam Martin, F5 Project, do you go out and speak to groups? I mean, if there's people out there going, man, we would love to have this guy come speak at our corporate whatever retreat or get-together, do you do that?
I do. I speak probably once or twice a month, mostly conferences. I haven't done any. I'd love to get into more corporate, retreats and stuff. But, especially from my sales background and marketing and entrepreneur or whatever, both in life and in business, I think it would be a good fit.
How do if somebody's listening right now, go, man, we would really love Adam to come speak to our company at a retreat or at a corporate meeting or annual whatever. How do they get a hold of you, Adam?
Yeah, just go through the contact us page on f5project.org or hit up any of our social media message platforms, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.